Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, live from Los Angeles, living the good life as usual. Lots to cover this morning. We're going to dive right into our next segment, Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. She is on the line with us right now. Paxton, good morning.
Well, hello. You know, over the months that we've been on, we've discussed on cannabis healing numerous occasions about how marijuana has extraordinary healing powers for a variety of illnesses. And our guest today is going to tell us about a new study done by an Israeli medical research organization and medical cannabis producer. The name of that organization is Tikkun Olam. This new research has to do with autism spectrum disorder in children. In the United States, one out of 59 children have some form of autism. Dr. Annabelle Manolo is the chief scientific officer of Tikkun Olam, which also has undertaken important research in other illnesses, including cancer, PTSD, HIV/AIDS, epilepsy, and Crohn's disease. Now, Tikkun Olam's medical cannabis products have been used in Israel since 2010, and we are hoping they will soon be available in the United States. And so we are going to ask our guest to tell us more about their products and, of course, the recent autism study. Welcome to Cannabis Healing, Doctor.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes. First, will you tell our listeners about the latest Tikkun Olam study involving children with autism?
Sure, I would absolutely love to. So we had actually the largest cannabis study done on children. We had 188 patients with autism spectrum disorder. And we actually analyzed these children over 2 years. The data that we published was, you know, it was a six-month study, but we've watched these children over the course of 2 years, and we saw phenomenal results. We saw that 90.2% of these children overall had an improved quality of life. And when I say quality of life, I mean the ability to be more independent, less rage attacks, dress themselves, more positive moods, and just, you know, overall, the parents of these children were overwhelmed.
Is it because of the type of medicinal cannabis that was being given to them?
I think cannabis is a beautiful plant, and you know, I don't favor one product or the other, but Tikkun Olam's products have been extensively studied. And what's remarkable about them is that they've been made symptomatically to take care of relief of such disorders, without having to worry about things such as, you know, a child having to feel quote-unquote high or, you know, worry about side effects that may occur. So, this study couldn't have come at a better time because of autism, not only in the U.S. being a problem, but all over the world. But our products, again, you know, we've done the safety and efficacy studies to ensure that these products are safe, first and foremost. And now we're doing the studies to ensure that we know molecularly on the scientific side exactly what it is that separates these products from anything else.
Now, I understand that Tikkun Olam is going to be bringing their medical cannabis products to the United States. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, we've actually been in the United States for the last 2 years, just making relationships and talking to universities and other doctors. And, of course, the challenge has been finally getting it into the United States. And we've accomplished that. We are in California and in Florida and are slowly but steadily moving into other states where medical marijuana has been approved. So these products will be available as early as, you know, the end of this month.
Now, will they be in dispensaries so people can go there? Where it's going to be done, through the medical dispensaries in California and Florida?
Yes.
And then other states?
Yes, that's correct. We're trying to make them as available as possible.
Now, I understand that you worked before as a cardiology and cancer researcher at Vanderbilt University for a number of years. How did you get involved in medical cannabis?
Yes, so I have a very special background and a very special story. 2 years before I found Tikkun Olam and started working for them, I was doing a big chemotherapy grant at Vanderbilt University. I was the lead scientist on that grant. And I had a son during that time who, to this day, we can't explain what exactly happened, but he had a stroke somewhere in around birth. And that stroke resulted in an uncontrollable seizure, and eventually 40% of his brain had to be removed.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
And yes. So, we brought him home, and of course, you're just praying, hoping for the best for our son. And developmentally, we were told he'd have pretty poor quality of life. He probably wouldn't be able to walk and communicate normally, missing 40% of his brain. But by 6 months old, when I realized he really wasn't developing, I knew as a scientist, that with that being the key developmental time point of his life, if I didn't do something, then I was going to have a vegetable child, And so that's when I started to look into cannabis. And, I didn't tell anybody. And I went cold turkey on his medications. And I formulated him a cannabis oil myself. And I started giving it to him, just shoving it through his G-tube. And he just turned 3 years old last week. And he has no developmental deficits. He's healthy, normal, three-year-old little boy. So that has obviously made me extremely passionate about this industry. And I know that in order for me to be able to move the mountains that I want to in this space, I need a team. And so I agreed to be the chief scientific officer of Tikkun Olam because they have foundational research. They're backed by science and they've been doing it for a long time. So, I want to give to them and become one with them and really, like I said, move mountains in this space.
Wow, that's an amazing story. So he really, at this point, is, would you say, an almost normal child?
No, I wouldn't say almost normal. I would say 100% normal. If you met him today, he would talk to you. He would walk with no problem. He's missing his entire left occipital lobe, which controls your right eye. His right eye is in perfect synergy with the other. He's got nothing. There's no disorder at all. There's no leg. There's no drag.
You're not giving him any other medicine. So the cure came from medicinal cannabis.
From medicinal cannabis and love and faith and all those things. But absolutely, and probably taking him off the medication, which bombarded the nervous system and just made him a zombie baby, that probably had something to do with it. And a very young brain, the brain's so neuroplastic and it's moving so fast. And in children, all the way up until they're 20 years old, that brain is developing. And so if we just give it a chance to develop on its own, if we just give it a chance to heal on its own, neuroplasticity is real. And medical cannabis can definitely be a driver of that.
And do you think that, let's say there are people out there that have children that are, let's say, 10 years old, do you think that they should be administering medical cannabis to their children under, doctor's supervision?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I mean, cannabis isn't perfect and it's not a cure-all. And I think the one thing that people that are, curious about cannabis, especially for their children, And there's so many products out there right now, right? Like cannabis is such a buzz. How many of these products are backed by science? How many of these products actually have a scientist working for their company? What kind of standardizations do these companies have? And it's, people can get away with a lot right now because it's not federally regulated. So that's where we want that federal regulation because we want to make sure that we know exactly what we're giving, especially our children. Right.
Yes.
And so I think that if you want to try medical cannabis, sure, it's safe if you have the right product in front of you, and that's why I teamed up with Tikkun Olam because their products are backed by science and they are developed in a CGMP facility where pharmacists and doctors double check to make sure that they're safe of heavy metals and microbials and that exactly what is in the bottle, it shows on the label. you know, and so that's something really important for us to understand. Just because you think that you want to try cannabis, don't just walk into a dispensary without giving yourself some education first and saying, you know what, I'm going to go into the dispensary and try this product. You know,
I understand what you're saying, because I've had a number of friends of mine who have tried, you know, cannabis oil and will say, it doesn't work, my pain is still there, or whatever. So I think, you know, we're on the right track, and when we're talking about using Tikkun Olam's products. Can you, I'm just blown away about the story. It's an amazing story, and I hope that we can invite you back to Cannabis Healing for an update on your son, and, of course, more news on Tikkun Olam. Can you tell our listeners how to find out more information on the medical cannabis that is being produced on Tikkun Olam?
Sure. You know, we're pretty live on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikkunOlamUSA.com. You know, it's very easy to find us. We're really good about communicating with, you know, our patients and people that are interested. You can find me at DrAnnabelle.com. Spell out Dr, D-O-C-T-O-R. Annabelle is A-N-N-A-B-E-L-L-E. And, yes, if, you know, any further questions anybody has, you know, we try to make ourselves as available as possible to ensure that proper education goes into, you know, people's minds when they think about utilizing medical cannabis.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Manolo, for being on, and I hope to have you on again in the near future. And
thank you,
again,
Dr.
Thank you very much. And to all our Cannabis Healing listeners, thank you for being with us today. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Paxton Quigley. So please stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch with us. I'm Paxton Quigley.